I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the ATA Management Conference and Exhibition in beautiful San Diego, California. Joining me right now is Mike Card. He's the president of Combined Transport, and he's a past chairman for the ATA. Mike, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, it's great to see you again. Let's talk about Trucking Moves America Forward. This is a great initiative. For those who don't know about it, if they don't know the basics, give us the rundown here.
Well, Trucking Moves America Forward is a movement to try to help not only inside the industry, but outside the industry, the general public to know how important trucking is to everybody, how essential it is. And, you know, we decided to try to do this campaign to raise awareness, and we hired this great ad agency, but they said, you know what, a campaign won't work.
Right.
It was like, what do you mean it won't work? We're hiring you to do this campaign. And they said, you know what, you need to have a movement, something that's not a short-time deal. We need to make it a long-term deal, because when you try to change image and culture, it's not a one-time deal. It's not a nine-month campaign. You need to have a movement that really changes people's attitude. It's going to take a while. So we try to build this platform over a five-year period to get started, at least. And it's all about trying to raise awareness to the general public about essentialities of trucking.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because I've said for the better part of two decades on our program is that we do a lot of preaching to the choir. Now, the good thing is that our audience grows and that we have listeners who love to tune in and hear and learn about the trucking industry. So I know that there is that curiosity. We see it firsthand on our program of people who listen to us in the middle of the night that are learning something about the trucking industry and how it's important, how many challenges there are out there for these drivers, and how many of them make sacrifices. And at the end of the day, what they mean to America's economy. So this is a great message. So going from this point forward, what is that initiative going to entail? What is how does Trucking Moves America Forward move forward?
Well, great questions. You know, things like XM radio, you reached so many of our drivers, but you're right. How many general public listen to it, or how far is our message getting beyond our own offices and our own trucks?
Right.
We need to find a way to spread the message. So what we've done is we've really embraced social medias. Mm-hmm. We've gone to Twitter and online and YouTube videos. We're very big on YouTube videos, and we're trying to get these YouTube videos that people can share, and they're type of advertising that allows other trucking companies to use it, soft advertising that they can put their own name and their own face, their own trucking company in. So we're reaching out to everyone around the country, a grassroots effort. We want them to try to reach out to their local media outlets through earned media, paid advertising, any way we can. And, you know, I run a medium-sized trucking company, and I don't know that much about marketing myself. Mm. I know how to move freight. And so I need help to understand the importance of what I'm doing and sharing that message. So Trucking Moves America Forward as a movement works with everybody to help them to understand how important the media messages or the cultural messages are when we share it with the rest of the public. And so whether it's through video or just advertising in a magazine, you know, we had a great ad in Maxim magazine.
Wow.
that is for everybody. You know, it's a whole industry. And if the Milk Association can do Got Milk commercials, I certainly think trucking industry and the Trucking Association should be able to get some national media exposure as well. And so these are all the things we're doing to try to spread the message.
How far does an initiative like this go to draw in maybe that next generation, or maybe people from outside the trucking industry that are part of, you know, our generation that maybe want to make a career change midlife? How far does an initiative like this go to that effect, to help draw people in and interest them in trucking as a career choice?
Well, it certainly helps. You know, the younger millennial generation and the Gen X's, they're so much more sophisticated technologically than we are. But our trucks are so much more technologically advanced than my dad's trucks were. And so what we're seeing is that we're bringing an excitement to the young people to say, wow, you mean I have access to Facebook in my truck, or we have rolling Wi-Fi stations in the trucks. The trucks themselves can be a Wi-Fi spot. So, yes, not while they're driving, no distracted driving, but there's a lot of ways to stay connected with friends and family and still get a paid job and be safe, and we've got cameras and we've got technology. So we're kind of opening some people's eyes. Not only are we extremely safe, we pay really well, but it's actually a good job for people that maybe weren't aware of the type of opportunities they may have. So Trekking Moves America Forward definitely will help us with our hiring, help us with mechanics and understanding how to hire mechanics more and logistics people. It's really, a lot of people ask me, you know, I don't understand trucking. You know, how do you do it? What do you do? And it's just, it's like mind-blowing that they don't understand what trucking does for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sat next to this lady on an airplane, and she goes, oh, I don't need to know anything about trucking. I just order on the Internet. It just comes on the Internet.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, there's still some the ignorance out there that we probably need to do a better job explaining what we do, explaining the importance. And so I think an effort like Trekking Moves America Forward does those kind of things. And the whole industry needs to get behind it. We need to get more money, because what we would really like to do is a much bigger campaign, advertising campaign, much bigger movement. And what right now our goal is $1 million a year. And we're almost there on the very first year, and over the next 5 years, $1 million a year. But that only scratches the surface on media advertising.
Yeah,
you
right.
know that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, how are we going to get the really good commercials, the really good videos out there? It's going to take money. It's going to take a lot of effort. But this is the first step. A platform to share the message.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I think of Milton Friedman, the economist, the late economist, who was brilliant in defining the economy of a pencil. And he said, look at how many people and industries and companies it takes to build one pencil. You have to, there's a rubber company that makes the eraser. There's a company that makes the metal part that holds the eraser. There's a paint company that supplies the yellow paint for that pencil. Mm. You know, we get, you know, and he just broke it down, and you were able to visualize something like this. So I think of this person that you were talking about on the plane, who thinks in terms of ordering it and then the things at the door. Mm-hmm. But if you break it down and you follow it, the economy of trucking, of everything, and whether it's a loaf of bread or whether it's a widget that we buy on Amazon, mm-hmm. it's going to hit multiple trucks. It's got to be there. It's got to get on a truck. For the most part, almost everything is going to touch a truck at some point. You know, the trucking industry moves the majority of freight in America.
Yeah.
But when you break it down to what they're buying, what they're purchasing, what they want at the store, and, you know, as a consumer, we demand that it's on the shelf. We demand that it's there. I get frustrated if my brand of bread's not there, or if my brand of DVR's not there and they've sold out or whatever. Imagine if we didn't have enough trucks. Imagine if we didn't have the trucks to get it there. It's not going to magically appear on that doorstep.
Yeah, you know, in the education I'm talking about with the general public, they don't need to know everything about what we do. They just want the stuff delivered on time.
Sure.
But they need to understand the essentiality of it, and they can't just say, let's get rid of the trucks, or I want them off the highway. They need to have that connection. But where we really need to educate are our decision makers, the people that pass the laws and regulations. There's some ignorance even at that level that is remarkable, and so we need to help them to understand, the people that are in Congress, in the State House,
right,
legislators,
right.
judges,
yeah.
anybody that's involved with decision-making, trucking, they need to have a better understanding when they pass laws how it doesn't just hurt trucking. It hurts all the consumers in this country.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to be safe, and we want to do things correctly. But we also want to be very productive for our country and for our citizens. So there's a balance in everything that these lawmakers say and do, and we need to educate them on what those kind of effects are on their decisions. So, yeah, we want to help the general public as well, but we've got to educate our decision makers better.
Well, because they're the ones that control it first and foremost. They have the most immediate effect, and sometimes that's a great effect, and it has that ripple effect throughout the industry. And as you mentioned, that moves on to the consumer very quickly, and so that is an impact on all of America. Mike Card, thank you so much for sharing your time again today. Great seeing you, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. The only thing I'd like to say before I get off the air here is I'd like to ask everybody in the industry to support Trucking Moves America Forward. It'll help us all. It's the right thing to do for our trucking industry and for the country. But thanks for everything you're doing for us too, Eric.
Mike, thank you.